Case number 12,667, Margaret Parker seeks a variance from the rear yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Sections 115, 25, 115, 183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Polly Branch Road, approximately 340 feet northeast of Lighthouse Road, Route 54. The 911 address is 31621 Polly Branch Road, Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 17, Parcel 89. Specifically, the applicant requests a 9.8-foot variance from the 15-foot rear yards for proposed steps, an 11.4-foot variance from the 15-foot rear yard setback for proposed HVAC units, and a 12.5-foot variance from the 15-foot rear yard setback for a proposed manufactured home. Staff note the front steps shown on the survey will be turned to comply with code per Oakwood Homes, the manufacturer, and there are zero letters of support and zero letters of opposition. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, James Jones, 28984 Cordry Road.
Good evening, Yvonne Jones, 28984 Cordry Road, Millsboro.
And do you both swear or affirm testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. How you doing? We are here on the behalf of my grandmother, Ms. Margaret Parker. We currently have a mobile home. She's owned a property since 1968. And right now, the mobile home that's there now is not fit to be lived in anymore. Directly across the street from our mobile home is a new development being put up, and the neighbors to the left, the neighbors to the right, basically all the neighbors basically got nice homes, so we don't want this to be an eyesore anymore, so to speak.
It's just not livable, honestly. It's a 2001 mobile home. Unfortunately, her son passed away, and he was helping maintain the property, and at this point, she can't maintain it, 94 years old. So new mobile home is needed just to be, it's a hardship at this point. So we're proposing, if the variance is approved, that we could put a new mobile home on the lot. The current mobile home is a 14 by 70. The new mobile home is a 16 by 76. So that's where the variance is needed. And unfortunately as well, there's not a lot of mobile homes that are available and affordable. So what's available right now, they've held it for us since November. And we're just hoping if this is approved, we can actually, she's displaced at this point because it's not fit to live in. So we're hoping that we could get her back to her normal life. And there was a question on here that asked, the minimal variance. We did look at other places that were possibly available, but nothing's available anytime soon. And with walkers and different mechanisms that she needs to emulate, we needed the space so that we would prevent falls.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes.
Yeah.
Any questions? Do you know the current well and septic situation for the property?
Yeah, we don't have, everything is on city. Everything is on city now. It's been switched now for a few years.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Will this be put pretty much in the same spot where the original is, just a little bit bigger for her to be able to move around?
Yes.
And as you can see, the property is uniquely placed. There's not much else you can do with the property. You can't move it anywhere. So where it is she's had three mobile homes in this lot. And again, she's had it since 1968, and there is no other place you can put the mobile home. Unfortunately.
And that's where 54 meets Polly Branch.
That's correct.
And it triangles off.
Yeah. That's correct.
Is it wooded? Is there woods in that?
Mm-mm.
It used to, across the street, there used to be a wooded lot, but now they tore down all the woods and building a development back there. We did have trees in the front yard, but the trees were pretty old, and I wanted to cut those trees down so that way it wouldn't, you know, blow over on the, onto the trailer.
Spoken to the neighbors?
Yes, we have.
Everybody's okay with what's
Everyone's
going on?
Okay. Our neighbors in the back is perfectly fine. He said we can touch the property line if we wanted to, but just don't encroach over the property line. But yes, everyone is fine. Everyone loves my grandmother. She's been there, like I said, since 68, so everyone.
Chuck, do you have any questions?
Only one. I heard Ms. Norwood state that the front steps are going to be turned so that they don't encroach more than 5 feet. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And are the, I see we have a variance for the rear steps, and I understand, it looks like from the drawing here, those will not be turned. Is that right?
That's correct.
Is that a safety in and out reason for that?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is she able to get up and down the steps okay?
Yes.
Okay.
She'll be 95 next month. She works really good for 95.
If I can get up and down those steps
exactly.
at 95, I'll be happy.
Any further questions? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition to this application? Operator?
If there's anyone on the line who is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you. There are no further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12667 for Ms. Margaret Parker. The property has unique physical conditions. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief. Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12667 has been approved.
Thank you so much.
Have a good evening.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You mm-hmm.
Have a good one.
Any additional business?
Yes,
no additional business?
Additional business. No additional business.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those are in favor?
Aye.
Aye.